Asya gyanam jana shalakaya chakshuri militam yena tasmai shri gurave nama shrishtam manamapi shachiputram atra swarupam rupam tasya agajam rupurim maturim goshtavatim radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum chamra Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Something I wanted to read this morning, I'll read now instead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Ganga Mata. From Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat in the Antya Khanda, first chapter. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's divided into Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Anta Leela. And similarly, Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was of course composed before Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is divided into Adi, Madhya, and Antya Khanda. But the chronology is different. In the Adi Khanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat is up to his visiting Gaya, and then the Madhya Khanda is his further pastimes in Navadvip after inaugurating the Sankirtan movement. And the Antya Leela begins with his accepting sannyas. Whereas in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole Adi Leela is Navadip Leela, and the Madhya Leela is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 6 years of travels after taking sannyas, and in Puri and traveling. And then the Antya Leela is pastimes after that. So anyway, the beginning of the Antya Leela, Antya Khanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just accepted sannyas, and he first heads toward the Radha Desh. It's not Radha, it's Radha. It's spelt with a D, with a dot underneath it, which is actually not pronounced like a D at all. So that is the, it means he went due west from Katwa, where he took sannyas, and traveled through that part of Bengal where the Ganga doesn't flow. That's considered an impious part of Bengal. The places where the Ganga flows, that's pious, and where the Ganga doesn't flow is impious. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking there because he went due west, he was heading for Vrindavan. He was going through that area and he was surprised because no one was interested in chanting the names of Krishna. They didn't seem to have any clue about it. He wasn't used to that. He was used to being in Navadvip with so many devotees chanting the holy names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very sad at that, being in a place where no one is chanting. Why did I come to this place where no one chants? They don't have any idea about it. They're not inclined to chant. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking this, one cowherd boy, young boy, came past, and he actually chanted the holy names, of which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. And he said, I went, last few days I was going on and no one was chanting, and now this boy has chanted. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that boy, he asked the devotees accompanying, how far is the Ganga from here? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accustomed to every day bathing the Ganga. So they said about an hour's walk from here. You can again go to the Ganga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because I've come in the vicinity of the Ganga, therefore by her influence, someone here is chanting the holy names of Krishna. Because the breeze from the Ganga is purifying this place. Therefore, someone at least has some inclination to chant the holy names of Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in various ways was glorifying Ganga, and then he resolved that I'll go for Ganga Stan. Let me go to the Ganga. I'll become cleansed and purified. So as is often described in the biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he proceeded with the gait of a maddened lion, Matta Singha Prai. Devotees, they were trying to keep up with him. But in his eagerness to go to the Ganga, he was going so fast that the devotees couldn't keep up with him, except Lord Nityananda, who could. He was also going like a lion and keeping up with him. They reached the bank of the Ganga early in the evening, and then they entered the water and praising the Ganga with various verses. They drank her waters and offered obeisance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, O Ganga Devi, your waters are the ambrosia of love of Godhead. Lord Shiva is conversant with this truth about you. Such is your potency that the mere utterance of your name invokes devotional service to the Supreme Lord, and the result of drinking your water is miraculous. By your mercy, the living entities acquire a taste for chanting Krishna's holy name. So we often hear devotees say, well, I don't have any taste for chanting the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that by the mercy of Ganga, you can get a taste for chanting. Because of your influence, even the wild beasts and birds that live close to your waters become more fortunate than wealthy men who live far away from you. No one is more potent than yourself in purifying sins. In fact, you have descended to this material plane only to alleviate the sins of the living entities. So as I mentioned earlier this morning, Srila Prabhupada had said that devotees should regularly come from the Western countries, so we can extend that now to other parts of India, to Mayapur to chant and dance and to bathe in the Ganga. So that's an important point to do here. There's a saying in Bengali and Hindi that those who live next to the Ganga, they never take bath in the Ganga. They have a well in their home. In Tamil also, they have a saying like that, in the Kaveri, in Vaigai, or something like that. Familiarity breeds contempt. Just on arriving here, I went for taking bath in the Ganga and I saw one local man coming up on his cycle and taking bath. So I mentioned that to him, that you're unusual here. There are so many people living here, but not everyone takes bath in the Ganga daily. I asked him if he's bathing in the Ganga daily. So that's also an important function of devotional service. The Vedic culture is largely, many points are the same for devotees and non-devotees. So non-devotees, they glorify, they bathe in the Ganga with the idea that they get free from sins by doing so. So we may think that bathing in the Ganga is a something that materialistic Hindus do, pious materialistic Hindus. But devotees, they have a different perspective. They don't bathe in the Ganga exactly to get free of sins, but to beg for her mercy. She's a great devotee. She's coming from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu in the Karana or Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, from Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, and foot water of Vamana Dev, and especially here in Mayapur, she is Mayapur Navadvip. She is carrying the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I said in the morning, she's going due east, then she turns south. Well, part of her water flows to the east. That's not actually considered Ganga, but that's the Padma River. And Nityananda Prabhu deposited there the prem of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Narottam, he left it there for Narottam Das, who later took that and distributed that prem in his songs and by his disciples who went preaching. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Ganga in various ways, and she became quite shy because she always serves his lotus feet. She comes from the lotus feet and washes his feet and cools his feet. So this is the a feature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, that he's very eager to glorify his devotees, including Ganga Devi. So please make a point to bathe in the Ganga while you're here, at least once. If you can do daily, very good. In one sense, all the water here, it's all Ganga water. It's pumped from underground. It's the same water level as the Ganga, but still bathing in the stream of the Ganga is what is meant by Ganga Snan, not bathing in the tube well or whatever.